I have a friend who started to do some of these in his own home. He's a contractor, and he's just beginning to do this. Now, he has a little bit more wherewithal than the average person to, you know, to start implementing. He knows how to dig, and he knows how to do some of these other things. But it really is getting to a kind of a turnkey kind of thing for people if they're buying a new home, or if they want to reconvert, or if they want to retrofit an existing home. These are easy. These are not, we're kind of getting to a just add water and just add recycled water and stir kind of a place, aren't we?
Absolutely. And you know, just 2 weeks ago, we put a building up in 15 minutes. The panels were 6 inches deep, 4x8. If they were concrete, they would have weighed 2,200 pounds. Our panel weighed 37 pounds. We had a short girl, 5'2", carrying the panels. We put this small building together within 15 minutes, and it comes from waste stream material. It uses 95% less concrete, 95% less rebarb, and it comes from rice ash, sugar ash, fly ash, volcanic ash, foam cups, and it passes the codes. This is phenomenal. When we were driving and pulling this load up, people thought, you know, a cop thought it was like an 8,000-pound load. No, the load weighed 400 pounds. These panels were only 37 pounds. And these are the things that make homes inexpensive.
Okay, but how can you get up a home in 15 minutes, even 400 pounds worth of material?
Well, what happens is it's a kit. So we had a small energy pod that has the walls and the roof, and they're pre-made, and so when they came off, we just snapped them together in this unique sustainable system. It's a nailless building, and it's proprietary, but I can't tell you a whole lot about it. But the building just went up. We put it together, and bingo, it's up, and it's up now. And we have 10 other building systems. And what the most exciting thing is, we're using waste stream materials that are replacing a lot of the composite concretes.
And how many square feet in this house?
This one was 120 square foot energy pod.
Okay,
but even if it was a 1,000 square foot building, it certainly goes up in one day because it just snaps together like a Lego block.
Now, what does it unsnap together if a tornado's coming? I mean,
once it's together, it's a permanent structure. It floats in water. It's like a boat, and it withstands 2,000 degree torches. So it's impervious to those kinds of things, and it's designed to be earthquake resistant, hurricane resistant, obviously water and fire resistant, and it isn't going anywhere. It's a tremendous material, and one of our scientists has been doing it for 32 years, mixing all these cake mixes and these different
right.
building structures. So it's exciting. What
kind of curb appeal can you have with that, though?
Oh.
Come on. I mean, how good can that look?
Well, you can make it look like anything you want. Any type of structure, any type of design, and that's what's exciting. What we're doing is we're keying on an 800 square foot structure that has everything in it that we can take to third world countries, or it's a guest house behind these $10 million mansions in Malibu. So when I call every home in America Katrina candy, an hour after electric's out, you have a useless home. And with our we call it the Ferrari energy pod or sustainable pod that goes in the back of all these mansions, is when their $10 million mansion's unfunctional, toilets don't flush, everything's down, they go into their Ferrari energy pod, and it operates impervious to any natural disaster or terrorist attack. And we are so excited because you do not have to have these homes that were built in America today. They're absolutely useless. As soon as the electric goes out, a terrorist attack, or a natural disaster, you saw what happened down there at Katrina. I called a company that lent money on the home, and I said, how much money did you lose when those homes were wiped out? This one company said we lost $20 billion because when people lost their home, they couldn't pay their mortgages.
Right.
They're designing homes that fail in America. We design homes that are impervious to natural disasters and terrorist attacks, and they're fully sustainable.
How much would a 1,000-square-foot house package cost, roughly?
I think the shell and the walls, which what will happen is we'll put the walls and the roof up, so you're under roof, and then, of course, it'll take another 10 days to put in the water systems, the energy
sure.
pods and all that thing. But we think, think about it. I talked to the man from Saudi Arabia that they're paying three times more for concrete and three times more for steel. We're eliminating 95% concrete and 95% of the steel. So maybe $10,000, $12,000, $15,000 just for the shell, and then you start putting the systems in. I mean, but you're up in a day.